I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The uprisings that have for months swept through the Middle East began in North Africa. The first protests were in Tunisia, and the Tunisian president was the first leader to fall. The protest fever of the so-called Arab Spring soon spread to other Arab nations in North Africa. Signs of contagion are less noticeable in sub-Saharan Africa, but they are there. One example is Senegal. It's long been an island of democracy and political stability in turbulent West Africa. Recently, though, political tensions have been running high in the former French colony. Last month, violent protests rocked the Senegalese capital, Dakar, and many Senegalese are making calls for change similar to those heard in some Arab countries. Amanda Fortier has more from Dakar.
At the helm of the recent protests is a group of young musicians and journalists. They organized themselves in mid-January under the name Yanama, or Enough is Enough in French. The protests are in reaction to incessant power cuts, escalating food prices, 50% unemployment, and a recent attempt by Senegal's 85-year-old president, Abdoulaye Wade, to amend the constitution to allow him a third run at next year's national elections. Alioune Sané is one of the founding members.
The first thing we did was to explain that we don't want what happened in Egypt or Tunisia to happen here. We don't want people immolating themselves, and we don't want young people going into the street to burn things down. We tell them it's not the government that would suffer by doing this, but us, the citizens. People need to fight at the ballot box.
So the group is encouraging over 1 million unregistered voters to sign up. Senegal has often been deemed a model of democracy in a region riddled with civil wars and political upheavals. When President Wade took power in 2000, it was under the slogan SOPI, or change. The Senegalese had been living under 40 years of socialist rule and were optimistic that Wade's Democratic Party would revitalize a weak economy and strained social sector. But these hopes fell short. Rather than tackling the everyday endemic problems, Wade found different priorities. In 2010 alone, he spent over $27 million on an African Renaissance statue that towers over Dakar, and $10.5 million on the World Festival of Black Culture. Wade also installed his son, Karim, as head of several ministries. But the final straw for the Senegalese came last month. President Wade tried to make constitutional changes that would drop the percentage of votes needed to win elections and create a new vice president post that many suspected would be passed down to Karim. Macky Sall was President Wade's prime minister from 2004 to 2007. He was removed from his post and went on to form his own party, and he's now running for president in February.
Yanamar has become a state of being for people here. We've had enough of the power cuts, the government, the impunity.
And it's about time, says Fadal Barrow, a journalist and one of the Yanamar founding members. He says the Senegalese tendency to be pacifist may explain why it's taken the Senegalese so long to fight back.
The Senegalese are quite fatalist. It is the only country where you find a neighborhood called Hariala. Hariala means waiting for God. That means people will wait and wait for God to do something. It's a very defeatist attitude, but people here are like that. Yanamar is our first fight, and we are trying to tell people to give up this fatalist attitude.
While social media played an integral role in rallying support in the North African uprisings, in Senegal, Facebook and Twitter have so far played a less prominent role. That's in large part because the technology hasn't really caught hold. About 60% of the Yanamar members live outside Senegal. Many of those living in the country have been arrested for speaking out against the government. Yet the group continues to advocate for nonviolence. But, as group members say, if President Wade succeeds in changing the constitution so he can run for a third term next February, anything can happen. For The World, I'm Amanda Fortier in Dakar, Senegal.